So as we're doing that, just want to welcome my wife, Janine. She's going to be preaching today. And she's got a lot of props, too. Wow. We'll pray. Lord, just pray for Janine, Lord, that she would hear what you want her to speak into the life of this church. Holy Spirit, would you just anoint her? Would you give her exactly the words and the heart to express what you're wanting to express to us this morning? And let our hearts be open to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Am I live? Wonderful. Well, again, I just want to say thank you to Pastor Michael, Pastor Chris, and Pastor Mark for giving me the opportunity. And you may say, well, why do you always say thank you every time you come up here? I just felt it important to understand that these three men who lead the church love this church and love you and are very take their call very seriously. And so for them to say to me, okay, you can actually share what God's put on your heart, says that they trust me for this moment in time to love you and want to speak well to you as much as they do. And so it actually is it's a great privilege for them to say to me, we trust you enough to do that. So thank you to them. And now last week, Mark began a series on being bridge builders for the kingdom. And so I was thinking about that, and I was asking, well, you know, when we want to be a bridge builder, if we want to be effective bridge builders for the kingdom, we need to have the right kind of tools. Because if you're going to build anything, you need the right tools. Because if you don't have the right tools, it becomes very hard to build. And if we want to build something that's going to last, we have to build on a correct foundation. Because if our foundation is not the right foundation, then even as the Lord spoke in the gospel when he said that if you build on sand, when the storms come, that it will fall. So I thought, well, what do we need if we are going to build bridges? If we want to be bridge builders, if we're going over bridges to families, friends, to neighborhoods, what do we need? And I thought, you know, there are two tools that we need to be effective bridge builders. Now, Roger Thesaurus defines the word, the definition of the word tool is an instrument used to shape, form, or finish. So as bridge builders, we'll be responsible for helping to shape, form, and finish. And so what tools do we need? Well, the very first thing that came to mind is that wherever we go, we need to bring, now this is going to be representative, work with me, water, which is representative of the Holy Spirit. So wherever we go, the first thing we need is we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need God in us. So can you please turn to someone next to you and say, I need the Holy Spirit. Okay, good. I'm glad you know that now. Now the second thing that we need, if we're going to be an effective bridge builder, the second tool we want to make sure that we have with us always is, of course, the Word of God. So can you turn to someone else and say to them, I need the Word of God in me. Now this time, I want you to say it like you mean it. Okay? So turn to someone, because we need to mean it. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to stretch. It was interesting because I believe it was Kevin who prayed to stretch us in every way, shape, and form in pre-service prayer, so you can blame him for this. So, if you, sitting there today, would like to be an effective bridge builder for the kingdom of God, on the count of three, I want you to stand up. On the count of three. And I want you to raise your hand high. And I want you to shout out, I am an effective bridge builder for the king and his kingdom. Now, before you do that, you may say, but I'm not. Well, remember, God says that he calls things that are not as though they are. So what you're going to be doing is two things. If you're already building, you're declaring truth. And if you're not building yet, you're still declaring truth. Because that's what God has called you to be. So on the count of three, you're going to yell, I am an effective bridge builder for the king and his kingdom. Now, this is being taped, so I want your call to drown out my call. So that's the challenge. Okay, to give you a little bit of a, let's do this. You know, we had that sword, the shield sword banging thing. Well, this is our shield and sword banging moment. Let's declare to the heavenly realms, the principalities and powers that rule in heavenly places, who we are and what we do. One, two, three. I am an effective bridge builder for the King and his kingdom. Woo! Amen. Now, while that is kind of fun, I didn't just do that to be cute. Because of what I'm trying to get, I want you to understand that if you are going to be a bridge builders are not passive. They don't sit in chairs and watch people work. Bridge builders stand up. They come with their tools and they say, show me where I'm building. I want to help. I want to do something. It's an active profession. You want to be active. Now, sometimes you're going to be working in a large group building your bridge. But sometimes you'll be working all by yourself. Sometimes there's going to be people watching you. And you know, that can make you uncomfortable for some people. But you have to say, you know what, even if people are watching, I will still build. And then sometimes no one's even going to notice you. And you might be tempted to say, well, if no one's noticing me. No, you say, no. If no one even sees what I do, I will still build. Because you know, I know. Do you know why we say that? It's because I know that my God, his name is Jehovah Rawi, the God who sees me. So he always sees what we're doing. But you know, even more is because I build because I love him. That's the motive behind my building. So now that we have determined that we all want to be effective bridge builders, there's something we have to realize. God has equipped us all differently to go over our bridges. We're all unique, and that's a really good thing because the people who we bridge build to and with, they're all very unique. And God's fashioned you and formed you in a specific way that he delights in because there's people he's fashioned and formed who are going to link to you that only you can do, and he's got this whole thing designed out perfectly. So you need to be comfortable going over your bridge. So we're carriers of different things. So I thought it might be fun today just to kind of give you an idea of what some bridge builders look like. So some bridge builders, as they go over their bridge, now remember, it's important if we're going to be a bridge builder that we have our tools. Right? Because we want to build well. So I'm talking today about me. Okay? This all applies to me. So if it happens to ring true in you, I'm not talking to you. You can pick it up if you want or not, but just don't take it personally. I'm talking to me, so no one gets offended. So I'm a bridge builder. I'm going over my bridge. And you know what? I am so excited to go build bridges for God because I am an effective bridge builder for the King and his kingdom. So do you know what I have? I've got my journal. Because when God speaks to me, I can write it down and I'll know what to tell people. And I know I have a pen in here somewhere so that I can write it down, but I just can't find it right now. But that's okay because when he speaks to me, I will write it down and I'll have my journal and I'll be able to tell people. And oh yes, don't forget, I have my lipstick because I want to look good when I go over the bridge. And it is important, you know, because I want to look good so that people be able to hear what I have to say. And of course, I have my People magazine, but which is okay because, you know, we want to know what's going on in the world, and that's okay. And so I'm going over the bridge with my stuff, and I know I'll be an effective bridge builder. Okay? Then, of course, there are other people who go over the bridge. And I'm going over the bridge, and I have the Holy Spirit with me. Well, some of it, at least, a bit of the Holy Spirit with me, because I know I need the Spirit of God in me because I want to be an effective bridge builder. And I have my newspaper because I want to know what's going on in the world. I'm being informed so I can be relevant, okay, because I want to be relevant. And, of course, I have my smartphone because in here is all the information I need to be an effective bridge builder, right? So I'm prepared. I'm set. I'm ready. There's another bridge builder. Have my container. This is a quilted bag that was made for me, and there's a picture of Jessica when she was little. But so I've got all the things I need to build my bridge, because I want to be an effective bridge builder. You know, I want to talk to people about God healing the sick, so I have a book by T.L. Osborne on healing the sick. So I've got the good book to be able to read. And you know what? I've got my Bible promises in here, and I have some good worship music, right? I've got the Wow Worship double CD, and I have, of course, even Jessica's, because that's really anointed, okay? I have the Best of Super Tramp. I don't know how that got in there. I have, you know what? Faith Like Potatoes DVDs, because that's good to watch, right? And I even have the first Flywheel one. That's Flywheel. That's the first one that, you know, that church that's making all those great movies, the Facing the Giants, Courageous, which is excellent to see. I've got their first one in here. But did I score or what? Tim Tebow. Everything in between. Okay? All right? Because that's really going to be relevant with the young women, at least. But so I'm ready, okay, to go over the bridge. I'm ready to build a good bridge. I got my backpack. I got it all. I'm ready. I'm good to go over the bridge. Don't worry. I can go over the bridge. I'm ready. Because I just have to look in here and pull out. I know there's something in here that I could use. I'm sure I have something. I got some wet ones, and in case it gets a bit messy over the bridge. And I got Kleenex, because you know when you cry and the people are moved. And you know, it's a bit empty. I got a Ricola in case my voice doesn't project well enough. And so I don't really have a lot in my backpack today, but I'm sure I'll be okay going over the bridge, because I love Jesus and I love people. And isn't that good enough? Because you know, Jesus can use me, right? I love him. It's good enough. And I did, let's see what I've got. Well, look what I got in here. I got the Bible. And I'm ready because... Okay? I think you're getting my point. Now, the reason I've used different containers, especially with the plastic bag, is because, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to judge the people who are going over the bridge. And you may see the fellow with the backpack or with the briefcase, and you go, you know, that guy, he looks, I bet you he's a great bridge builder. And you see the person with the plastic bag, and you kind of go, you know, who's going to want to talk to them about building bridges? And we have to be very careful that we don't do that. And, you know, we had a little bit of fun with this. You know, the lipstick in the bag. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look good as you go over your bridge. And reading the newspaper, it is good to be informed. And the DVDs and the music, those are all good things. They're okay. I'm not saying don't do that. But what I'm saying is you can have those in your bag. But if your bag, if you are not carrying with you the Word of God and the presence, the Holy Spirit, then you will reduce and hinder your effectiveness in bridge building. That's just reality. Now, when I ask God, why is bridge building for many of us so intimidating? One of the reasons that he talked to me about was the fact that we are sometimes nervous because we're insecure in our knowledge of the gospel and of who God is. And if we are insecure in our knowledge of the gospel and in who God is, it becomes very hard for us to be effective bridge builders. So if I was going to give this a title... If it's not up there yet, okay, I'm going to give it a title now. You can put it up there. Is Do You Know Who You Are Building With? And you may say, well, don't you mean what? Because you're talking about the Bible. The Bible's a thing, not a who. But what we have to remember, the purpose of the Bible is to introduce us to the who. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God, so it's the who. And the Holy Spirit, the Lord tells us that he will give witness, he will bear witness to Jesus. So that's why we have to know who we are building with. And why is that so important? Because How you know God will determine how you build. Now, the world builds with many different things. It builds with music, builds with media, it builds with education, it builds with finance, it builds with many different things, and many of them are good. But unless they have Christ and His Word at the center, their very best is still but a counterfeit of the original that God wants to offer them. You know, when you talk about counterfeit, they say that if you're going to learn how to detect the counterfeit, you study and study and study the original, the authentic. Because you become so familiar with the authentic, it becomes such a part of who you are, that as soon as you see the counterfeit, you recognize it like this. So what happens, you see, is that as a bridge builder, and we go across the bridge and we're talking with people, and if they say something that's counterfeit or it's blatantly untrue, in love, and that's the key, in love, we can then actually reveal them the truth. But if we don't know the truth, then what can we offer them? And remember, truth is not a thing. Truth is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. So we must know Him. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Now Jesus said, I am. And that was a huge thing back then when He said that. And that's what got the Pharisees all out of whack. Now we've heard the I am though before. Do you remember where we first heard the I am? It was with the burning bush. When God said to Moses in Exodus 3:14, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am sent me to you. Now in the Bible, language and names is very different than what we do with names nowadays. Names nowadays, it's like the latest trend, how it sounds with the alliteration, you know, what it sounds like, what you like. That's how you pick your name. But in biblical times, names were very different. Names are always given with reference to the character or work of the person being named. So for instance, my maiden name is Dubois, which means in French, of the woods. So somewhere in the background of my heritage, you know, there's people who used to either work in forestry or be involved somewhere with woods. So the name of God, when we hear His name, it signifies that which He really is. When Moses came to the people of Israel, they asked, who sent you? And what they're really asking was, because remember what name means, he's asking, what sort of God is He? Now in the Gospel of John, when the Jews were questioning Jesus, He said to them, verily, I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. In Revelation 22:13, He states, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. This is crucial to know who He is, because that tells us that He was, He is, and He will always be, that He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that He is 100% trustworthy. He will not change. We need to know that about our God, because then we can trust. Now, are there any more I ams? Well, if there are, we need to know them if we want to be effective bridge builders. So now how do we finish? Because the I am is kind of like almost that God's giving he's telling you I am, and then it's the space. So how do we finish that? Well, the Bible, He says, I am their strength. I am their wisdom. I am their peace. I am their salvation. I am their life. I am their all in all. The name of God is almost like a blank check. It's like He's telling us, you need me to be something for you? Just look in my word. You will find all that I am and all that you need. Now, the people you're going to encounter as you build your bridges, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, who or what is this God of whom you speak? what is his character? What are his attributes? What does he do? In short, what kind of being is he? And they have the right to ask us that. So the question we have to say is, will we be able to answer them? Do you know, do I know, this God of whom we speak? Have I experienced his character? Are we acquainted with his attributes? Do we know what he does? Now, so, if you've been studying the Bible and memorizing scripture, meditating on him, and you cross your bridge and you run into someone who's sick, do you know who he is? Does anyone know what his name is for that? Thank you. That's right. Jehovah Rapha. And you'll know that in Psalm 103, verse 3, he says, he has forgiven all their sins and healed all their diseases, that I am Jehovah Rapha. So you'll know when they say, who is he? You'll know what to tell them. If you're with someone who is in need, who needs employment, do you know what you're going to, who he is? Do you know who he is for them? Thank you. That's right. Jehovah Jireh. He's the Lord God, their provider. In Genesis 22, 13 to 14, when Abraham, the ram, is caught in a thicket, and he says, God himself will provide. We have to be careful, though. It's not like this magic. We just throw out these names and it's magic. What it is, it actually has to come from a place of experience and revelation and relationship. So that when I come and I meet someone and I introduce them to Jesus, that I introduce them, not, I don't throw this word out over them as if it's like this magic word zing, it happens, but I actually introduce them to a person and they get to know his character and who he is, and that transforms us, it transforms them. And we have to know him enough to stand on him above our circumstances, above our feelings, above every other thing. We are to represent him to the world, or we are to represent him. They will see him in us. That is what God says. Now, unfortunately for some of us, perhaps we spend more time meditating on our I ams instead of on God's I ams or his abilities. For instance, you may say things like, oh, I'm not good with talking with people, or I am shy, or I'm not really good at studying the Word of God, or I'm old, I'm young, I'm a teenager, I am, I am, I am, I am, and again, it's all about me. Instead, you know, we have to remember that we have this blank check almost from heaven that is draws on unlimited resources, and keep our eyes on the I, the great I am, as opposed to the littleness of our I ams. We must get to know this God who we are carrying around within us, whose very presence we're to let flow from us into this world, to the people who do not yet know him. That's what it is to be an effective bridge builder for the kingdom. And why do we need to know and trust in who he is, in his name? Now, the word tells us why it's so important to know the names of God. Psalm 9:10 says, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 33:21, in him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. And Psalm 27, I'm sure most of us are familiar with. Some trust in chariots and some in horsemen, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Then I found it very encouraging for me. My husband and I don't really talk too much about what I'm preparing. So when he got up at the beginning of service, and he read Jeremiah 9:23-24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of the wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me. Do you know him? Do you know his name, his character, the work he does? If you do, continue to know more. But if you don't, you know what? It's a good day because His mercies are new every day. And today's a new day. And He wants to know you to know Him more than you want to know Him. He wants to reveal who He is to you more than you probably are even aware. So how? What is our part to make this happen? Well, we need to. I know it sounds like I do this every time I'm up here. We need to spend time with Him, and we need to open this book. We need to open our Bibles and read them. We need to think on them. We need to memorize them. So, you might be thinking, oh, I don't have time for that. Well, then I would challenge you. Let's start out small. How about you get up 15 minutes earlier every morning? And you just say, I'm going to get up 15 minutes earlier, irregardless, and I won't let anything interfere with that time, and I'm going to spend 15 minutes with the Lord and with His Word. And spend 15 minutes. Do you know that 15 minutes ends up being 105 minutes a week, or 450 minutes a month, or 5,475 minutes a year, or 91.25 hours of study? It will add up. But what you'll find will happen is that pretty soon, 15 minutes won't be long enough, because you'll want to know Him more. And you'll be like, oh God, I don't want to leave my 15 minutes. 15 minutes are up already? But we just got started and we just got talking and you were like telling me some really cool stuff. And you'll be like, I don't want to leave. And that's where you begin to grow. We must be able to know who He is. So when you stood up and said, I am an effective bridge builder for the King and His kingdom, what you're saying is, I'm going to learn who my God is so that I can bring Him to this lost and dying world. Because like Moses, we need to sit with God and we need to ask, what do I say to those to whom you are sending me? Because we need to have His word for them. And then when He tells us, we need to listen and we need to look it up in Scripture. We need to verify, always we verify, guys. We know that it has to agree with His word. So we say, God, what would you have? I get up in the morning and I say, what would you have me to share with those you bring me today? And He'll drop something in your heart. And why do you do it in the morning? Because, you know, if you can get your day off to the right start, you're prepared, you're ready. One day I was spending time with the Lord first thing in the morning, and I think I was telling you that He is going through this little thing in our time together where, not always, but very often He's giving me tips on how to live my life. And so tip number one that day, my first time it happened, I journal now, I handwrite, just give you how I do it, I handwrite to the Lord what I have to say on my heart, and then I print what He responds back. So we had our discussion, and I read some different things, and then out of nowhere I hear, tip number one. I'm like, okay. I write down tip number one. People are always more important than things. And then He had me underline always. And so I'm like, okay, that's a good tip, right? And I knew that, but it's good to remember it. Well, what I didn't know was that day I'd been busy for the previous 2 weeks, and I had not been able to do one thing in the house, to clean, to do anything. And after 2 weeks, I'd gotten to a place of, okay, this is it, I've got to clean. And today was one day in the midst of another stretch where I had nothing on. So I'm like, okay, today, God, I have to do my time with Him. It's wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Now, and I'm energized. I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to get everything done that I want to do today. Just make room for me to get my stuff done today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to get my work done. Thank you. So I'm working away, and I'm vacuuming and cleaning, and the phone rings. And someone asks if they can come over just for a quick visit. And I said, okay, sure. Well, that quick visit ended up staying until I had to go pick Jonathan up from school. So my whole day basically was gone. And I have to be honest that every once in a while, if you know my personality, I get a little bit coming up of like a little bit anxious that, you know, I had all these things I wanted to do and they're not getting done. And then I would hear tip number one, people are always more important than things. And I actually was like, huh. And I enjoyed myself, and I was able to actually enjoy the time that God gave me with that person, as opposed to being anxious. And that's because, you see, early in the morning, He spoke to me, because He knew I had all these great plans for my day, but He knew what was going to be coming, that there was a phone call. So He wanted to set me up to succeed, which is what He did. And so that's why we do it early in the morning. So we want to know who this God is. And this is what Hannah Whitehall Smith wrote, and I thought it was very good. As you say, why do I want to know who this God is? What our Lord declares is eternally true. And this is what Jesus said. If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. When once you know him, Christ is absolutely irresistible. You can no more help trusting him than you can help breathing. And could the whole world but know him as he is, the whole world, sinners and all, would fall at his feet in adoring worship. They simply could not help it. His surpassing loveliness would carry all before. Is that not true for those of you who know him? That his surpassing loveliness would carry all. Because to know him is to love him. And to love him is to serve him. And when we serve from that place of knowing him, of loving him, kingdom bridge building becomes a natural part of who we are. And just one thing I wanted to add, you know, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven. That's for sure. We know that. But I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, I don't want to stand before him, so to speak, in spiritual diapers. I don't want to say, yeah, I got to know you like that much, and I basically just hung on you all through life and did nothing to grow and mature. And we can do that. And God still loves us. And you're still going to heaven. And he still thinks you're wonderful. But he's got so much more for you and for me. He wants us to mature. For our sake and for the sake of the world around us. And I don't know about you, but I've probably lived more years. I've been alive more years than I have left. And I want everything that Jesus Christ died on the cross to give me. And I would encourage you to stir that in your heart. I want everything, Jesus, that you died on the cross to give me. And the way we mature, my friends, is very simple. We spend time with God and in his word. We trust and we obey. That's all there is to it. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on tapes and CDs. God's provided everything we need in his word and in his son. So I would challenge you today. Find out who the God is who loves you so passionately. Know his name. Know him. So that when he sends you, you will have an answer for those people who say, who is it who sent you here? Now, I'd asked Michael, because when I was preparing, I just felt as I came in that the Lord wanted just to, for a few of you, just to encourage you. And that I hope you don't mind. He said it would be all right. Is Tammy in here still? Where's Tammy? And yes, the young man next to you. I just felt the Lord wanted you to know his name for you is his banner over you is love. That he's love for you. And he wants you to know that he is love. And Lance, I hope you don't mind, but I was sitting next to you and I felt the Lord say that he wants you to know that he's kindness and that he's truth and that he will always be truthful with you. And there was one other person. Joshua just raised his hand up. Speak to me, speak to me. That's right. Oh my goodness. It was Mark. That's what it was. Mark Cummings. That God wants you to know that he is faithful. That you're to know him as faithful. And if I've given you a word, I would really encourage you. You don't have to trust me. Please don't trust me, in fact. But I would ask you to go home and look up and study out God, are you faithful? Who is this faithful God? Why does she say you're faithful? Why are you truthful and kind? Are you in fact that? I want to know you as that. And are you love? Is that true? And that you study it out. Because as you're studying it, I believe that he will speak to you something and give you a new revelation that will become incredibly real for you and will empower you to be able to reveal that to other people. Thank you very much. Mike, I'll turn it back to you.